Blog Talk Radio.
Drink some water there. Throat's a little parched today. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you live from the Studio B out here in Shingle Springs, California. And it's our Thursday night live EVP show. So we're having a little fun here, playing a little music. Got a little Tina Turner, Can't Stand the Rain. A lot of stuff weather-wise going on in the United States right now. Snowzilla, they call it, the great blizzard, all that kind of thing. Cryptic Animal, I see you saying, hey, John, Kathy, Gary, good to see you, Cryptic. And got you all logged in there. So we're going to have a few folks in to do some of the fun stuff with the show tonight. We're going to do some ovulus work. We've got the Shack Hack. I've got the white noise generator, a little sharper image unit. We're going to play around with that a little bit and see what we get. Got a few EVPs from the last time we did the show back in January. That was January 28th, our studio sessions. Got a few decent ones to play for you, so we'll play a little bit of that. But anyway, we were talking about the weather back east, and let me go ahead and stop that music. Let me go ahead. Tina, you got to slow it down, girl. There we go. Anyway, yeah, I mean, that snowstorm was just horrible. And I don't know, Kathy, I didn't ask you about that when I was talking to you earlier. If you had been through any of that snow, I know that's in your neck of the woods, so I'm hoping that you didn't get quite the snowstorm like we did last December when all the trees broke around me, and we're still picking up things here. Matter of fact, we've euphemistically renamed the ranch here I live on. We called it the Broken Tree Ranch, so that's pretty... we think that's going to stick. I think I've come up with a name that's going to make sense, so we're going to have to make up a sign now. Anyway, but hey, for those of you coming back in from the show tonight with Kathy's Distant Echoes, we had quite an audience there. It was good to have everybody there. Interviewed a very interesting lady named Char, and she works over at California Haunts. And for those of you who are interested... the URL for that is www.californiahaunts.org, and I'll go ahead and let me find the good old chat room there. I'm switching between screens. Here we go. And there it is. There's the link for everybody in the chat room. Yeah, Kathy, Washington, D.C. on up. So, yeah, you dodged a bullet there, my friend, so I'm kind of glad. I was thinking about you. I was sitting there looking at the news stories going, oh, my God. That ain't good. So I got to call my cousin, though, Bill. He's up in Connecticut, and I'm thinking that they did get it. So I got to give him a yell and see how he's doing, if he's having to dig his way out or whatever. But, yeah, that show last, about half an hour ago was just really good. I mean, great interview. We had some interesting callers. It's always good to get those kinds of calls, and a lot of good interaction going on, and talking about real investigation, what it's like when we really go out and do our thing. I see Anastasia with her little apple there. So hi, Anastasia, big hug to you. And yes, I went out on Facebook and I friended you. I'm finally getting time. I'm getting caught up. I'm starting to feel better. And we brought up the subject of balance, and that's a good thing to talk about. Balance is real important in paranormal work. You know, you cannot do too much of this. It pays to get rest. It pays to step back once in a while and look at the bigger picture of what you're getting into. So, definitely take Even for me, I mean, as much as I love this, sometimes I have to take a few days off, and I did that last week. I took 4 days off from the paranormal. I just didn't want to look at anything. And most I did was I did read a book that, you know, a fiction book about it. But that was it. I didn't do any evidence analysis. I let everything sit. And here I am today feeling a little better. Still got the cough, but I'm getting better. I'm taking cough suppressant, the Robitussin. So got that going. Didn't know if Kathy was going to dial in. Obviously she isn't, so I'm going to be winging this one myself, but she'll be doing the chat room and interacting with everybody there. So I wanted to remind you all that we're doing an experiment in psychic work tonight. I have in front of me an object in my hand. It is hand-sized. I can actually wrap my hand a bit almost around it, so you get a kind of a feel for that. That's all the clues you're going to get. So for those of you who are going to take a guess and a stab at seeing what we've got here, think about it, and then you know, go ahead and put a message out at the end of the show, and we'll see what people guess as to what we've got going on here. So I think it's funny. Anastasia, I think, it was pretty close. She was saying a knife or something in the last show, and I didn't get a chance to respond to her, but I did see it, and I do remember what you say. So that's in the ballpark, but not quite. So I'm not going to give you any more than that. So try to guess colors. Colors is good. I'm projecting color right now, and try to think about what it could be. Maybe, let's see, what, you know, I'll think about the color, and I'll think about what it does. It definitely does something. So, oh, yes, I remembered. My goodness gracious, I will remember these things. Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger here. I have a steel trap memory. Karen's dream is in now from Phoenix, Arizona. Good to see you, Karen. Good to have you here with us. Yes. So anyway, let's see. We've got our toys out tonight, and I made a change in the layout here. Now, I've talked about Studio B. We're operating out of this studio for now. I'm happy to report that Studio A is coming back online as of next week, and we got our new mixer board. New alternate mics so I can have guests in studio, which I'm going to be trying to wangle my friend Spencer Hughes from Fox Across America to come back in and sit with me. And he might even bring his really, really expensive microphone in so I can say, wow, I had a $20,000 mic hooked up to my setup. But we're going to have him in and other guests coming in and do some co-hosting that way. It's a much better studio in some regards because I can do a lot more in there, and I have the full intent of moving our experiments with this stuff into that studio. The reason is because we're going to do more of this kind of stuff on these shows where we're going to do really practical EVP research, EVP work, playback audios, things that we've captured. So definitely going to be some interesting developments coming along, and you guys are along for the ride, so it's good to have you here. Anyway, I'm going to play a few EVPs that we did get, and some of you may have heard these. I've played a few of them in the past, but let me see. We got this one. I think it was from the Shack Box, and I seem to hear Paul rang in, so I'm going to play that. And let me get that turned up a bit and see if we can get that. Here we go. Now, that is debatable, but an interesting capture. I'll play it one more time. And let me go to the next one. This one was more standard EVP, and I think we captured this with the Sony ICD, and I'm using an ICD P720. The most of the work we do in here, and just standard recorder. So this one I'm calling I'm Cheating, and that is a pretty much a Class B EVP. You know, that's the standard kind of scratchy voice we'll get, and get a lot of those when we do this work. We'll do it one more time. There we go, one more time. So I think he's saying, I'm cheating. And Kathy is saying here, I hear Paul may have. So, yeah, I'm. That one is really hard for me. I heard Paul rang in, and it could be. But I definitely hear Paul, so I think that's the thing we can agree on. Let me see. Let me find my son. This is another one that was, we'll go with this one, and then we'll move into doing some actual work here in the field here. Now, that one I had to filter a bit to bring it out, but that was actually an EVP, and we heard my son. So I'm going to play it again. My son right there. So I don't know if you guys heard that. I'll do it one more time. Okay, so, and let's see. We'll do a little shout out here. We got Anastasia. Good to see you, my dear. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Echoes. We got Cryptic Animal. Good to see you. Denise in Florida. Hey, I see you all over the place, Denise. You're like a major, major blog talk groupie everywhere. I see you on all the shows, so it's good to see you. Gary at 5:30 in the morning at UKPN. Dude, you're hardcore, man. Good to see our friends in the UK. Guest 7722, guest 7723. Good to see you guys. It's good to see you, yes. I don't know where you're at, but we will find you, yes. Karen's Dream out in Phoenix, Arizona. We have Raggedy Ann. The doll is here. My goodness. And Thundercracker. I've seen you around, my friend. Good to have you here. I'm on my toes tonight. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Yes, I am on my toes. I have 10 of them. Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, thank you, Anastasia. Good to see you. I'm like a bad rash, John. I just pop up everywhere. I can see that. Yes. California is having a budget crisis, and we need things to pop up everywhere. Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to do some obulus work, guys. Let's go ahead and get this show on the road. So I'm going to go ahead and minimize that, and I'm going to pop that up, and we're going to do a little bit of recording work. And let me reach over here and get this started. Now, the setup, what we've done is I'm giving the spirits around here a chance, and I've been letting them know that they can come in and hang out by the window or come on in, but I'm putting it by the window, and we're going to have them try to stand as close as they can. And I've got it away from the obulus. Is an EMF EMF type detector with a computer, you know, attached that does vocal work. So we're going to see what we get. I did fire it up early this evening to run tests, and it came back with sacred. It was a new word that came in with sacred. So I don't know what to make of that, but it did go into some of the standard words we've heard in the past, the property words, things like that. So let's go ahead and fire it up. Put it out by the window here.
It's on there, ignoring.
So, Paul.
Last.
The name Paul.
Finished.
All right, so it's going to be.
Sister.
Sister.
Friend.
Friend.
Running.
Running.
Evade.
Okay, now while that's.
Mercury.
I love the Mercury talk. All right, while that's going.
Apple.
What I'm going to do is ask everybody to visualize so that we can bring in all the spirits we can. Just visualize those that you want to come
ghost.
In. And I heard ghosts there.
Rest.
There we go.
Fish.
Interesting. Step. And make sure, I just want to make sure, by the way, if you guys can hear this, because I don't always know. Sometimes I might have the wrong controls enabled, so I'm hoping you hear
this. Not that.
So anyway, if you can visualize your relatives, your spirits that you want to come through here, materializing right here where I'm at, we'll get some questions out from the chat room coming in. So I'm going to start with, are any of the local spirits here who would like to come through and give a message? What do you have to say to us tonight?
Magic.
Magic. Mercury again.
None.
Paul was a new one there, Anastasia.
Error.
Oh, come on. Don't do any error.
Friend.
Friend.
Safe.
Safe.
Wound.
Wounds. That's a new one. And did
Art.
You...
Art.
Okay, I know the name Art. We can't... Were you the
Peter.
One... Peter. Were you the one that
Peter.
Was... Okay, you got to slow it down. You got to slow down.
Friend.
Friends. All right, there we go. Now you got it.
Camera.
Camera.
Blender.
Blender. I think you wanted to make drinks.
Candor.
Candor. Oh, you like that. You thought that was funny.
Quick.
Yes, I'm quick.
Green.
All right.
White.
It's art, is what it seems
stair.
To be. And Gary, it said stairs.
Men.
Men. Are there men
upstairs?
You like this upstairs talk?
Are you not?
All right, I'm going to try to ask you.
Nine.
Can you tell me your name? One at a time.
Mercury.
Your name is Mercury? Are you the god Mercury?
Divine. Drink.
Drink. And you know what? I just had my hand on
right.
A glass of water here. So.
Quick. Pray.
Pray.
Post.
Now.
First.
Are you here on
sister. Cunt.
You said sister before. Is this the woman that was buried out in the...
Frank.
Frank.
Fish.
Frank. That's Cap. What that says. That's what that's saying all this time.
Cap.
I heard that clear now that I had it shut up a bit.
Master. Peter.
It was saying sister, Anastasia.
Cars.
Cars.
Fast. Light.
Are you stuck in your...
90.
Are you still... Are you the CHP officer who was killed not far from here?
Running. Mama.
Was your name Frank?
Finn.
Major Frank.
Safe.
Are you trying to be safe? Is it you tried to run and you were trying to be safe before you were hit?
Error. Fact. Red.
None. Do you know that our group is trying to help you?
Friend.
Friend. So you
fell through.
You fell through.
Blender.
Why do you keep saying blender?
Camera.
Do you want me to take a picture of you?
Window.
Put a camera in the window. Well, that makes sense.
Magic.
Well, I can't see out the window right now because the reflections are all wrong for this, but that's an interesting...
Solitary.
You like talking about the surgery?
Angel.
Well, of course we have angels here. Look who's in the chat room.
Not.
If there's anybody that has questions,
Remote.
Go ahead and post those in while we're doing this. Hi, ghosts.
Ghosts. Upstairs.
Okay, we know you talk.
Stair.
Now, I've got the stairs outside.
Peter.
You got another name.
Mercury. Finish.
All right.
Lem.
It is really talking up a storm tonight, and all I did was change the position over by the window.
Yell.
Yell?
Right.
Right? Okay.
Judge.
Judge.
Remove. Turn.
Right. Where is Paul at?
Divine. Cap. Demon.
Whoa, demon.
Sight.
Could be.
Apple. Art.
Where's Art?
Light.
He's in the light?
Sister. First.
Is there any, can you say the name? Can you say
Green.
Can you say hello to anyone in the chat room
died.
For me? You died.
Hi.
Hi.
Error.
Can you say hello? Can you say hello again to anybody in the chat room?
Running.
Running.
Deal. Raster. Fell through.
I remember the Dodge Demon, yeah.
Candor.
Candor.
None.
Can you say a word that we've never...
Window.
Window.
Ready.
Window is new because...
Blend.
Basically, I moved it to the window, and this is the first time we've had this much activity, so I think the word's getting out that we're
magic.
Doing this. Are there ghosts at the window right now?
Flight.
fly. Now, can you tell me your names?
Angel.
Angel. Angel is my friend.
Pat.
Is there anyone else there? Is Frank or...
Upstairs.
Peter there?
Stairs.
You're there at the stairs?
Short.
It's a joke.
Mercury.
Oh, come on. This Mercury is getting old. Peter, good to see you, Peter.
Lem.
Now, tell me, are you earthbound? Do you know that you're
Mama.
Do you know that you're dead?
Femera.
I think
remote. So. Step.
Or are you here in visitation?
Fear.
Fear? Has anybody else got a question while this is going? Because it's really kicking.
Solitary.
You keep bringing up surgery.
Art.
I know. I keep saying the same words.
Light. It.
All right. Let's try this again. Do you have anything? Wait. Let's try a new word. You got anything new?
Blender.
No, I don't want to hear about the blender.
Judge.
Judge is relatively new, but you've been saying that all this session, and that's been the last couple of sessions we've heard that. Let's try a new word.
Dream. Dream.
I know you like drinking.
Faith.
Is there anyone?
Divine.
Is there anyone here that that's new?
Sister.
Sister is a new word. That one has been...
90.
And you keep talking about 90. Were you 90 years old?
Not. Right. Tenure.
Well, Denise, somebody is going to have surgery in our house.
Months.
My mother is going to have some foot surgery this coming spring, so that is going to happen.
First.
Fierced?
Turn.
Turn. You want me to
turn? Ghost.
Is there a ghost?
Running.
Is there a ghost running at the window?
Magic.
You know, Quinny, I think sometimes...
Water.
Sometimes I think it's it is random. I think it's picking up on energy fluctuations out there. That
Deal.
If I put it out by the window, I
Safe.
Think that could be it. There are times, however, it will respond in just uncanny ways. And so what we're trying to do is establish a link on these shows.
Land.
And we're going to be doing this regularly, and I think it will get
Land.
Better over time. So.
Cars.
Cars.
Angel.
Do we have some angels with us tonight?
Joke.
The joke's on me.
Fish.
All right.
Window.
Are there angels at my window?
Upstairs. Shep.
Shep?
Camera.
So you want me to go outside with the camera tonight, don't you?
Remote. Apple. Oh,
do you want me to take my camera out after the show and take some pictures
Lem.
And see if I pick you up with a blender? No, I'm not going to go there.
Not that.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end this, and let's see if we'll play that back later and see
Light.
What we get. So thank you very much.
Fear.
Fear.
Finished.
Finished. So.
When you're.
They're afraid we're going to finish. So thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and end that.
Art.
So I don't know what you guys think. I'm still on the fence with all that, but we do get good results, though, with the standard EVP and the shack box, and we're going to try some FM work here. And let's see. Okay, I'm going to just hold that and keep that going. So is there anyone with us here tonight who would like to make their presence known? And I'm starting recording. Forgot to do that. Are you with us? Was there a two-story building here on the property at one time? Seemed to be a response. How many spirits are here at the window with me right now?
64.
Whoa. 64, I heard that. 64 spirits. Are some of you angels? Interesting. So 64 of you are here. So the word's getting out? Okay, I'm going to stop it here, and we're going to go back and play back and see what we got. Thank you for being here. Can you at least tell me your name? Okay, we're going to stop. And let's go ahead and power it down. All right, so we're going to go back and see if we got this in Audacity. So I'm going to roll it back, and we'll apply a little magic here with the I'm going to roll some compression on it to do that live. And this is called dynamic range compression, so we're going to go ahead and pop that up. Here we go. Let's see what we got. And see, is it playing back? I don't think it's playing back. I might have to make an adjustment here. Well, it should be playing back. So what I'm going to do is save it. And you guys heard 64 on that, right? They want a blender party. I don't know what this blender thing is about, guys. I really don't. I think that, honestly, I think that the ovulus sometimes leaves a lot to be desired. It is an interesting tool, and no doubt that we do pick up some paranormal things with it. I've changed the conditions by which we do things. And I do think that we're going to be basically in one of those places where we're developing, you know, as I've been saying earlier, we're developing this into a regular, event that it takes time to get spirits' attention. And but once they do, they come in droves. It was nice to hear 64. I thought that was pretty good. That could have been coincidental. But really nice to hear that. I just thought that was great. And we've been hearing a lot of talk about the window, and that was new. So it did strike me that the ovulus was really into this window thing. And let me do export this as an MP3, and I'm going to put this in the show section. Create a new folder, and it's going to be 02. And I'm going to try to get this back so I can play it back. I'm sorry, guys. This is just studio on MP3. I'm trying to get it to play back so we can see if I can get it to, because I can't seem to get it to play through to the speakers here. I'm trying to get it to do its thing. So I'm going to, and if we can't, we'll just go on and I will continue with another, here we go, playback. Should be coming through. I don't know what's making it not do that. So what we will do is I will analyze this and then we'll play it back on the next show. So I'm not going to go there, but it did seem to get some responses, and I'm mixed up about that. Why is that not coming back with anything? Usually this works. So I'm going to just go ahead and close that down, and that's off. Okay. Now what we'll do is, let's see what we got going on in the chat room. would be cool to, Quinny says, would be cool to use maybe a SW or other that is not used in the area. And Kathy is wondering about ham radio. Now, it's funny. I have heard of things like that. And I think that a lot of people are trying different experiments with different things like that, Kathy. You know, the use of, some people use just like what we're experimenting with in here. And as a matter of fact, I'll hook that up right now, is using, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and hook up and do a little work with EVP. And let's see if this works. All right, I am setting this up so that I'm going to try some EVP with a little bit of rain. And we're going to turn that down. It sounds like a little bit of rain here. So what we're going to do is do the standard EVP, and we'll capture that, and we won't try to analyze it here. I'm going to definitely do what I can to make that a little better. Okay, that's a little better. So we're going to get that, and I'm going to ask if there's anybody in the immediate area, any spirits here who would like to make their presence known, please do so, and just speak to us best you can. I'm going to go ahead and turn that down just a bit. There we go. That's a little bit better. If you could tell us your name, please do so. Yeah, it did sound like a winter storm, didn't it, Anastasia? There we go. Well, what I'm trying to do is generate just enough random noise. It seems like when we do EVP work, we get random noise. Seems to bring out these responses. Is Anna or Fanny available to talk to us tonight? You thought it was highway traffic. Can you tell us your name, whoever you are? Do you realize we're doing this every week and are interested in what you have to say to us? I heard a voice there. We're here to help you if you want our help. All you have to do is say so. Can you tell us what you want? Quinny says, please leave a message after the beep. Kathy, you're doing the same thing I am. We'll run another minute here, and then we'll go ahead and end that and talk some more about this stuff. So I got a question from Gary here I got to answer. Can you give us any, let's try this. I know that you're here. I've had you guys come on before and talk to us. Can you get the word out that we would like to speak to others every Thursday night at this time, and you can bring people in to talk with us? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Okay, we got that. So I'm going to go ahead and what I promise to do is next week we will have these things analyzed and we'll play them back and just continue this format like what we're doing. Sorry about the problem with the software here. It's not always easy with all the complexities we have on the computer here, so I will find out what caused that, and we can do the live playbacks later. But getting the evidence is the big thing. Kathy has a question from Gary at UKPN. Are any of them malevolent? Well, I can tell you, here on the property, not so much, although we do see occasionally a very large black shadow, always in October, and it seems to come in from the north side of the property, and it always heads out through the garden and out towards the east. And I've seen it three times in my 30 years here, and every time it's been the same thing. And it moves in a very strange way. It was the last time I saw it must have been, you know, a good eight years ago. And it moved kind of like in the movie Ghost. You remember those things that came up out of the floor and it would take the bad people away? It moves like that. It's kind of a halting, jittery kind of move. And so that's the only thing we have here that's what I would call malevolent, if you would. I think it knew I was watching it, but it wasn't really interested in me. And I've seen some of these things on other investigations. But most of the ones we have here are definitely earthbound human spirits. And as I've alluded to before, that there are what I believe to be nature spirits out there. And that they do talk to us on some EVP. Some of the field evidence we're getting is indicative that there is non-human presences out there that do respond to us and do seem to know the King's English. So we're still trying to figure that out as we go. But we've got enough EVP that we can support these you know, these claims that we have. And if you heard the last show, you know, there was some question about, you know, proving this. And we're not out to try to prove anything to anybody. We're just having a good time with this and running a cool show. So we're having a good time. Anyway, I hope that answered the question. Chat room, let's see. We've got Anastasia, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Kathy. Cryptic Animal, Denise in Florida. DNO says, hey, good to see you. Emerald Rose, 7. Gary, UKPN, Ghost, with a Z, Ghosts. I've got to respond to that email. I'm going to do it tonight. Karen's Dream and Quinny, tilde AP. I don't know what the AP Quinny means, but maybe you can tell us. And Satori, 11, good to see you. And all the lurkers out there, good to see you also. Let's see, Gary UKPN, I'm doing an experiment next weekend at a location with two-way radios. I'm going to put one on permanent transmit in the most active room and record the receiver. May not get anything, but I've always had trouble with the radios at this location. Now, that's a good idea. It is a good idea. We do similar things with what we call drop recorders. And what we do is we take a standard digital recorder, put it in a room, and we'd lock it off, and we'd have a set time, and then we come back and get it and play it back and see what we get. And we've had some pretty wild stuff. Spencer Hughes on our team had a RCA recorder we used in, I think it was in November, in room 401 at the Truckee Hotel. And at 2-something in the morning, the recorder started itself up. It had the ability to turn itself on and start recording at that time. Nice little RCA capability that I don't have in any of my Sony gear. But what it did, about 50 minutes later, we had the sounds of something banging and crashing around the room, and the room was locked off. There was nobody in there. But we've got this great, you know, this great recording that has all this neat stuff. So definitely that's worth a try, you know, what you're doing, Gary. More power to you. TAPS does that an awful lot too with their gear. They do work with these. They'll work with wireless mics and do the same thing. And as a matter of fact, I just got a musician's catalog which had a really interesting thing: two wireless mics plus the receiver with 150-foot transmit range, and it was like $40. I mean, you could use something like that from paranormal work. So I'm thinking of buying one here in the next couple of months. So, you know, save a little lunch money and get enough put aside, and I'll have yet another tool for the toy box, one of many. So I think that's a neat idea. Now, you're doing experiments, so I'd like to know what sorts of experiments you're doing. Are you an EVP researcher in that regard, or are you doing just are you running a paranormal research team? Oh, that's interesting, Queenie. While I'm waiting for the other answer, there's a Panasonic voice recorder that was recalled and discontinued because everyone complained they were getting voices on them, and I want to find one. That, you know, that's the thing I would love to see us as a community approach the various EVP, the digital recorder manufacturers, and as a collective unit and say, hey, we are a community that likes this. We want recorders specially built for our purposes and our needs. And you are seeing some of this kind of thing in the Ovilus and other devices that are being custom built for this work. But it was actually a question for Gary about his work. But, Quinny, you could answer that also about your paranormal research and what you're doing with the gear that you've got. Or if you want to call in, feel free to. We got 19 minutes remaining, and I'm going to do probably one more session with the Shack Box, and then we'll record that and see what we get. But, I just cordless headphones are popping. Who knows? Maybe that's not popping. Could be an EVP. Anyway, let's see. The Panasonic, I like that. I mean, that's a neat story to hear. I've never heard that. If you've got a link to that, you could share with us. Go ahead and pop that out there. And let me see what that prior message was. Emerald Rose says, I feel like I need to talk someone weird, like touch base, hear a voice, LOL. I don't know. You know, it's funny. If you want to do some of that, I know Kathy does some work occasionally with the telephone EVP, and I've been meaning to get with her about some of that stuff. And I think that would be kind of a neat thing to do on one of these shows, is to get on and do some of the telephone EVP and see what we get. Because so often we get even some of the Blog Talk recorded shows that Kathy was talking about with me. It's kind of started this whole thing up. We were noting we were getting voices on some of these shows. Haven't had it happen here yet, but I know Kathy did, and it really would be neat to have some of Kathy's EVPs, if she's got some of those, to be able to share with us so we could listen to some of the stuff that comes in. And some of us, you know, thought it was crosstalk coming in from, from other shows, whatever, you know, you're getting from, someone else is running a Blog Talk show on it, you get a little bit of carryover, bleed over. It didn't turn out to be that way from what she was saying. It was actually responses to what they were talking about. And so obviously these energies seem to have the ability to affect even recorded radio shows. So now Quinny is saying AP is just a network name right now, need money to expand. I'm actually a member of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and possible demonic case, you go on the 20th. So. Oh, Kathy says she's got some of these on her show. That's good. So, I'd love to play some of those. We'll get you on next time, and we'll play some of those. That'd be kind of cool if you can dig them up. Cryptic Animal says, I heard music on your show and no one else did. When did you hear that, Cryptic? I'm interested in that. And Gary over at UKPN says he's been investigating for 23 years in private homes and with the public in reported haunted locations. My group is the UK Paranormal Network, and I do lectures on the uses and misuses of para equipment loads going on there. Gary, can you post your URL for us there too? That would be really great to point folks to and go visit your site. I'd be pleased to check that out. It's always good to see somebody who's been around a while at this, and plenty to learn. I don't claim to know it all. I'm just some guy out there trying this stuff out and seeing what works and what doesn't. So if you could do that, boy, we'd be very appreciative and see what you're up to. Maybe we get you on the show, too, and talk to you. I got to definitely get in contact with you, so I'll message you and talk some more there. Now, Quinny, you're talking about the Shanley. When Astrid was doing a show, we were on ourselves, and she was in one of the rooms while it was on the porch. And that, you got that on a cell phone? Okay, and we got the Gary. Gary has his ukparanormalnetwork.co.uk, United Kingdom. God save the Queen. We love Great Britain and the UK. So good to have that. We'll check that out, and I'm going to make sure I copy that, and we'll post that stuff out for everybody, and I'll make a point to do the blog after the show. So we're bookmarking that, and I'm going to grab that and throw that on while I've got a chance. There we go. So we're getting your... That's a nice sight. I love the lightning bolt. Let's see here. And you got... you got a nice little laid-out sight there. All right. Pictures and everything. So, yeah, check this out, guys. And this guy knows his stuff, so we'll definitely talk with him some more. Gary is being interviewed on another show on Blog Talk at 8 o'clock p.m. my time if I want to listen in. So what time? So that would be midnight. No, I think it's going to be later, so I'm going to have to look at what the difference is on there. That'd be, 2 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll be at work, and I'll just turn it on while I'm at work and be programming while I listen to this. That'll be fun. Anyway, actually, I got my review tomorrow, so I'm hoping I get a decent pay increase. Good God, we need it. So that'd be good to have. Let's see, who we got here? Still quite a few people in here. So we're going to be looking at, we're 10:16, got 15 minutes left. Let's do another Shack Hack session. And I'm going to ask for you guys, remember we talked about that thing that I've been concentrating on, I've been sending, so you can start making your guesses now as to what it could be that I've been focusing on, and let's see if we can get that, get some good guesses here. And Anastasia had something, she was close, but not quite, so we'll see if Anastasia has got a good read on this. So while that's happening, I'm going to go ahead and plug this in. And let us bring up the other software. I'm going to bring up Audacity. Anastasia, you're doing shotgun. You're doing shotgun. It is metal, partly, and if. It looks somewhat like a bottle opener. I'll give you that. So why don't you take it further? I've given you enough hints, and so you're close. No, not keys, cryptic. It's bigger than keys. I'll give you that. Now, I'm really sending hard for you guys. So picture in your minds, take a deep breath, and picture in your minds what this thing could be. I know Karen probably could figure it out. I'm waiting to see what you guys. Nope, not a key. Not a key. No keys here. This is. The only hint I'll give you is it fits in the palm of my hand, and my hand almost wraps around it. And Ghost says they have some Ghostbox EVP on YouTube. Go ahead and post those. Post the URL there, Ghost, so we can check that out, because we're big on the exchanges with the links here. So definitely put that out there. And Karen was thinking like an army knife. So I'm gonna go ahead and reveal what this is. You're almost on the shape. Nope, not a key. No keys. Quinny's on the key thing. It's a church key. Yes, it's church chat. Oh, that's very good. Envelope opener. This is an espresso machine, yes. An espresso machine. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. What this is it fits in the palm of my hand, and it does not kill people, although if I close my hand on it, it would be capable of hurting people. What this is my MP3 player. I have a Creative Labs MP3 player that looks... suspiciously like a, if you were to look at it from a distance, it would look like a jackknife. It's kind of a, it's got a little handle on it, a neck collar thing I wear. It's just a strap, and then I can put it around my neck and wear it at work. Single AA battery, and they don't make this model anymore, but real nice little unit. They're called a Creative Movo. And it has FM radio and all that stuff, and it's a nice little unit, and it's been through a lot with me. So that's what I was focusing on. And so, Anastasia, you were closest. You were very close to that. It has that kind of a look to it. So I call that a near hit. But what we're going to do is we're going to keep doing this. And what I'll ask you guys to do is to pick next week, is to pick something that you want me to focus on. We'll pick one of you to you know, come in with something that you want to focus in on. And perhaps me and maybe Kathy, I'm going to try to rope Kathy into this, are going to try to guess this. And the whole point is that we're not going to, there's no missing things per se. It's just trying to develop our abilities. And that's part of what this show's about. So we're going to continue. You were close. Karen, you were close. You know, just remember, you know, this is an acquired ability. Some people do it better than others to begin with, but we all can do these things. This is not just something that, you know, God picked this person, but no, we're not going to give you that. It doesn't work that way. It's just some people have a propensity for it based on their life experience or the way their family encouraged them, that kind of thing. So, you know, think about that. But next week we'll go ahead and do that. Let's see. We got 10 minutes left in the show. And let's go ahead and try a little bit of, so I'm going to bring up Audacity, start the recorder. And we'll go ahead and start some. Here we go. We got the scan going. Please do that again, John. Love to figure things out. You bet, Anastasia. Not a problem. So the spirits here, you said you were 64 of you at the window who are joining us on the show. Are there still 64 of you here? Is Anna with us, or... How about Jake and the other gentleman? Are you two here with us? That was interesting. Do you have any messages for any of our studio audience tonight? Okay, do you have a message for Anastasia? Do you have a message for Kathy at Kathy Stiffen Echoes? How about Cryptic Animal? Do you have something for Cryptic? And how about that Bad Penny out there, Denise in Florida? Do you have something for Denise? Excuse me. And in Dionysus, do you have something for Dionysus? Wow. Emerald Rose, do you have a message for Emerald Rose? And Fan of the Paranormal, do you have a message for Fan? That did seem to be a response there. Gary at UKPN is a very experienced investigator and somebody. Do you have any messages for Gary? That was wild. Do you have anything for Ghosts with a Z? Ghosts. Do you have a message for Ghosts? And JSM Wright, do you have a message for JSM? That was good. How about Karen in Phoenix? Karen's Dream. I said a lady. She is a lady. I've met her. She's a nice gal. Quinny, do you have a message for Quinny? I love them. All right, and we have Satori. You have a message for Satori. It said 10. I don't know what that's about. It just said 10. All right. We'll go ahead and end it here. Don't want to have to analyze too much. Thank you very much for all of you. Appreciate you coming to the show tonight. Any last thoughts? Okay, that's it. Stop. All right, I'm going to stop it. That was interesting, guys. Dionysus heard crickets. I actually have some crickets on tap. I can play that for you if you want some. Now, the question is, are there such things as ghost crickets or ghost locusts or things like that? Cryptic Animal, love the show. Emerald Rose is in Phoenix proper. Oh, you're close to Karen. You guys are practically neighbors. Good to see you guys. Hey, interesting show tonight. I cut it down to 60 minutes. Anastasia, I was just wondering, I was hoping to see your mom dial in, and I haven't seen her, so I was just like all kind of like, oh, where's your mom? So, yeah, ghost bugs. So anyway, tell your mother I said hi. And, you know, I kind of did the shout-out in a kind of a new way, you know, trying to get messages for all of you guys. So what we'll do is I'll analyze that, and I promise I'll have it done for you, and we'll get that out there and play some of these things back and see what we got for everybody. So anyway, let's see. We're coming up 4 minutes till the end of the show. Now, I'm going to be out here next week. I do have to talk to Kathy because we're going to have to make a slight schedule change on the show because I had an interview that I just remembered is coming on about the same time. So we are going to do this show next week, and I'll see what I can pull out of my hat for Thursday night. It might be a little bit later than normal, but we will get it in there. So anyway, great show, guys. Loved talking with all of you, and it's just, you know, always wonderful to have you guys around. Love working with Kathy. She just is an excellent, excellent friend and somebody I have a lot of respect for. And she pops in on all these different shows, and she's an enabler and just a sweet soul. So a big kiss to her. And so I'll just reread the call-outs here to Anastasia. Anastasia, number one. Number one. This is Michelle Sonega. I love this woman. Kathy's just in there. She's a good lady. We must have her in California. Cryptic Animals. Denise in Florida, Dionysus 614. What about the other 613 Dionysuses? What have you done with them? Emerald Rose, good to see you. You favorite the show. We love this. Gary in UKPN. God save the Queen. God save the Queen. Ghost with a Z. Ghosts. I hear bees. JSM Wright. Is there a JSM wrong? I don't know. Karen's Dream. Karen, we do dream of you. You are just a dreamy kind of girl. We've got to talk to you. And I'll call you after the show. Yeah. Quinny Tilda AP, and we've learned an awful lot there. And Satori 11, good to see you. Good to have you aboard. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and play a little music. Let's see. We've got to pick something to wind the show down with. And I've got to save this recording, so I'll put that aside. And let's pull up some good music for you guys. As soon as I can get this to come up. There we go. Yeah, let's pick something kind of nice to send the evening off with a little bit of Dreamweaver. What do you think? Let's do a little Dreamweaving tonight. And this thing is just not playing. I thought I had music tonight. It's just not playing at all. So I am having my technical difficulties tonight. We will find out what's going on with this. So I'm going to switch over to the backup method. We'll do the GRI Cops remix. Let's have a little fun with that. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. And we'll see you next week. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you?
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and
Groovy from Solomon.